see Heater Alley?
Uh-huh.
That subdivision down to here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it was down to here. I think this one came straight across, but I can't pick up the exact break-off point, and I don't know how that got in.
Yeah, that's later, I bet, because they probably didn't do cul-de-sacs back then.
And
but this area, sort of general area.
Yeah, it's this street and that street.
Mm-hmm.
He called it Veterans Hills.
Okay.
He did that right after the war and sold lots of veterans. And why that's in dark blue is supposed to mean what?
Well, it's the date, but it's not necessarily correct. So don't
okay.
Get it.
They did this right after the war. Bill Keener can tell you exactly. He built the house on the... My brother-in-law built a house on this corner facing south.
Now, what streets are those?
That's on Fairview Road.
Okay.
Corner of Fairview Road and Keener Street.
Okay.
And right behind that house, Bill Keener built a house facing Keener Street. And he is still living in it. Right now, his wife's in the hospital, and he's staying with her in the hospital, but that's still their home.
And were these done with VA loans or government financing somehow?
I don't know how they were financed.
Okay.
Probably were.
Okay.
But it was done. One way that I reckon you can do is look up, you know how to get to the county's registered deeds?
Mm-hmm.
Get to registered deeds and get William B. Keener.
Okay.
And see when he acquired that land, when he got the deed.
So he acquired this little piece.
He acquired that one lot.
Oh, just the one lot, okay.
Yeah.
And so your dad acquired a piece, and he made the lots.
Daddy had bought all this land raw.
Okay.
And I'm surprised they still got the Heater Alley on there, but that was named on the plans that were drawn. And some of these up here were already built on.
Okay, right, that would make sense.
But he put in this street and that alley.
Okay.
And that street, I reckon, maybe went down to Coronado Village.
And then?
But I just don't remember the cul-de-sac in there.
It probably wasn't.
Because there's nothing
maybe
attached
to it. You know what? I bet there was maybe one house on that lot.
Well,
there's
a lot of houses in here. These were mostly black families right in here. These interior lots.
Mm-hmm. And what is this next? Is that mobile homes?
No, they were just typical old black family houses.
Mm-hmm. Shotgun houses?
Well, no, they weren't shotgun. I don't know why. The land was probably, and these were probably lot lines.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 25-foot lots. A lot of times people would develop with 25-foot lots, and you'd buy multiple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Pleasants owned those.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when he bought them, but later on he sold them, I'm sure. But
now what streets are those that surround that area?
That's off of
Walker, Waldo, Hunter, and East Park.
Okay.
Right. Now,
I think I interviewed Bertha Daniel, Pleasance Daniel,
yeah.
And if I'm remembering right, she told me her father developed that area right behind, south of Walnut and Kildare Farm in that area.
South of Walnut.
Kind of across from the elementary school.
Well, here's Walnut.
Okay.
South of Walnut and what else?
And
Kildare.
Kildare, yeah.
All right, she's talking about this right in here.
Okay, now in there, and that was before or during World War One.
Yeah, here's Pleasance Avenue.
Yeah, there you go, okay.
And that.
So he was developing houses.
Yeah, that was there when I was a young'un.
Really?
So it was prior to, I don't know where you want to think, prior to 54 or not.
Sure.
Well, if you want to get on back there, we'll do the best we can. Bottom Street was the other side of that property. Now, in here, I don't know. The family was living in that way back yonder,
mm-hmm.
where that red block is, the Breeze family. On that corner, that house is still there. It's been modified. And later on, this street was cut in. Right here, which is an extension of Walker Street, where it butts up against Byram. And apparently somebody bought that land and opened this up for them.
But this wasn't veterans housing that either of you know of, either?
That was done quite a bit later.
Later, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So, talk a little bit about...
All right.
Give me the story of Russell Hills.
All right, the story was J.K. Coggins had an option for it. Roughly 35 acres.
And what was it? Farmland or timber? Or?
It was mostly timber and some... It was nothing up there but weeds that time.
Okay.
And he backed off of it because of a flaw in his title. It said that certain Miss Gray, got out of the insane asylum. The Gray property was to be sold to send her to college. At that time, she'd been in there 30 years. It wasn't much of a flaw. So Daddy got it for him. Before he turned it loose, Daddy talked to me and turned it over to him. Well, Daddy got title insurance on it and bought 35 acres for $1,000.
Okay.
Sold the timber the next day for $600. So I had $400 left in 35 acres. He started selling a lot, so the first two for $800, the next two for $1,200, and the rest of them for $2,000.
So, now would he sell these directly to a property owner who would then build their house?
They were selling all kinds of ways.
Okay.
Some people bought them individually. Those first four were bought individually. And then some others were bought individually. And some builders would buy sometimes an individual lot or might buy four or five at one time because they were selling like hotcakes. They got his name because Daddy put a water line in there and paved streets. And it used to, the drugstore stayed open at 9 o'clock at night, and Daddy go down after supper and they'd say, "Russell, how your hills coming?"
Mm-hmm.
That's where it got its name from. And they said, "You're going to lose your hat. You'll never be able to get enough money out of those lots over there to pay for that pavement and water lining." Well, he did.
Now, did your father ever build any of that? Did he ever contract to build the houses? Or
He built one house for a woman that cost somewhere else. I can show you where it was if you want to know.
In Russell Hills? Or
no.
Okay.
It was up there right almost across the street from where we live, on the corner of Dry and Harrison. There's a widow. She had two children. If you want me to put my finger on it, I'll try to.
Let's see, yeah, just so I can orient myself here.
Well, it would be
Harrison and Dry.
Where's that corner?
Yep.
All right, it'd be that first lot right there.
This purple one?
The white one.
The white one, okay.
It's Ford.
Ford, is that what you said?
Yeah, that. She was a widow or divorcee. I don't know which. I think a widow.
And so he did that for her, like as a favor? Or?
Well, yeah, he did it. And I did a lot of the work in it. And I lost a lot of my tools on it. And I didn't get any money out of it.
Okay, so he didn't do it again.
And other than that, I built four or five houses. I built four houses.
In here?
Two of them in West Russell Hills, one in Russell Hills, and one in, what's the name of that one? Greenwood Forest. Finally came out of my brain. It takes a while to get through all that mud up there.
And you did that to sell them? You built them to
sell them? I did two specs. Okay. I built one for one of my employees at cost, and I bid, the last one I built was for cost for the church or parsonage.
Oh, okay.
And I just enjoyed the building house. That's creating things.
Right.
And it's, I enjoyed doing a better job than most houses were built. Because at that time I was selling around Durham, and I saw how the houses were built to a minimum almost. And I wanted something better than that. And it was just not a whole lot, but you know what a purline is? Mm-hmm. Purline, when you build a house and you got studs, mm-hmm. if you get halfway up it and put a 2x4 between the two studs and nail them to them all the way across, that's a purline. And that's to keep them from twisting and give them a little more strength. But stuff like that, mm-hmm. just lots of little things.
And who were some of the other builders? Can you remember the names of other builders that worked in the area?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember now, save my soul. Been so long. I can tell you who built mine. I built one, had my one built on the corner of Robert Street and Heater Drive. But if you knew my name, you knew my street. And that should be.
Where's Heater?
Yeah. On this side of the park is Robert. Coming up the hill is Heater.
Okay. And which one was yours?
And I was on that corner right
this
there.
This one?
Yeah.
And so that was where you lived?
Yep. Okay. I lived there 30 years. Paid off my mortgage. Cost me $17,800 and Daddy gave me the lot. Oh. And Claude Smith built it for me. He was a builder. He wasn't a mass builder, but he was an extremely good builder.
Okay.
And he built, I'm sure, a lot of houses around.
Mm-hmm.
Died early. And but Russell Hills built out fairly fast. There's one in here, these maps, when they were... These are the ones I had over there in that corner. Yeah, well.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's
about these?
Yeah, that's what happened. Let's see what... Yeah, tell me something more about it. Now, this is the south portion of Reese subdivision of Russell Hills, and this was done in 54. This is a redivision of portions of it.
Well, explain to me also, I'm a little bit confused when people talk about Russell Hills. Do you just mean this area, or because
right.
you talk about West Russell Hills, and
okay.
and I know this map is not right.
Well, this was what we considered Russell Hills. Stop right there.
This is it?
That's it, and this long. That's the park.
Okay. Right, the park, right. Okay.
And then up here.
Okay.
Was also, it went down into the back of these lots.
Okay.
Stopped.
Okay.
West Russell Hills was here.
Okay. So what does this say? I can't even read
it. It says
something Hill. Does that mean anything to you or no?
This is Ridgecrest. Daddy stopped right here.
Okay.
This property, Montclair,
mm-hmm.
was done, I think, before the war, that
okay.
it was subdivided. It goes way back.
Now, was that done by your father or someone else?
No, I don't know who that was done by.
Okay.
And there used to be a house right here in this red circle.
Is that where the dairy farm is?
That was the dairy house.
Okay.
And then barn right beside it is still there.
Yep.
And West Russell Hills was the pasture for that dairy.
Okay, which is...
And that would come from, that would be from here. That's Ridgecrest.
Mm-hmm.
That side of Ridgecrest over till it bumped up against Russell Hills, mm-hmm. which was a stop right here.
Okay, so this area in here.
Yep. See, this street stops right here. That's continuation of Robert Street. The name is, even though they're not connected.
Okay, so when you when we talk about the original Russell Hills, you're actually talking about this area, and then west was sort of this
yeah.
area. So I wonder
why
it says
Russell Hills.
Russell Hills
Extension 1.
That's what this is?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, let's get all this.
I'll give you the deeds, a copy of the deeds of those if you want.
Well, that would be good. Do they have plats with them?
I'll give you plats some... all of them, one way or another. That's what I got this out for.
Okay.
But some of these, the reason I was reaching for these, was to pick up dates from. All right, so this replatting was done in 1954. This is part of Russell Hills.
Okay.
Here's the cemetery.
Oh, okay. I have questions about that.
And this... The name here, they've extended the name of Harrison Avenue.
Okay.
On through here.
So that's here.
Right here.
Okay. And is this a cemetery?
No, this is a cemetery. Wait a minute. Russell Hills. Peter Park. Right, that's the cemetery.
Yeah. And your father donated some of the land for that?
Some of it.
But some of it was already there.
I'll show you on a map.
Okay, great, because I have a map of the cemetery, too, for you.
Okay. Their lot numbers are very inaccurate. All they did was basically measure from headstone to headstone.
Okay.
All right, I think we looked at that one, so we'll put that one aside. See what it looks like.
And this is Russell, but Russell Hills on the planning map is Extension 1, you said?
This is Extension 1.
Okay.
And it stopped at the back of these lots.
Okay.
And then it became whatever.
And this is sort of was this your dad's project too down here?
I'll give you an idea. You want to know how fast stuff was growing.
Fast.
Dad had an option for right at 100 acres. Which is Wishing Well Village, and it goes on over further than that too, and for $200 an acre.
Okay.
Jeff Suggs, he developed, came in, walked into the office, and offered him $500 an acre for the options. So naturally, he sold.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff developed out from there.
Okay.
And he went over to Maynard Road, and then he got from the man that we got that option from. He got that, and this was called this Burt Road subdivision, and that went over to Kildare Farm Road.
Okay.
And he developed a shopping center in there.
Okay.
And Jeff did that.
Burt Rose?
That's what they used to call it.
Okay.
So Wishing Well Village was Jeff Suggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although this looks later because of the colors, if that's right.
Well, corner.
Not this part, but this part
that,
south.
That was probably a separate one. I think what I was talking about would have been
that's
starting right here in this dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think the land went out to Normandy Street, I think, went all the way out to Old Number 1 or West Chatham.
Yeah, but it did. Huh.
I know I sketched maps, streets on there like I thought it would work. And Jeff looked at that, and that's when he offered him the $500 an acre for the options. So that was So the Russell Hills extension mm-hmm. was Daddy's first one, first extension. Heater, Russell Park, Russell Hills, and Russell Hills extension. This is going to be extension three, but Jeff
changed it. But it wasn't, okay.
All right. Then he got the land, which is West Russell Hills.
Hold on. Okay.
When the town stopped us, Daddy used to keep 5 foot at the back of the lots that he didn't sell. And that way, well, somebody else wanted to develop where West Russell Hills is. And he told him if they put the same covenants on it that he had on Russell Hills, he'd do it. And they wouldn't put the same covenants on it. So he wouldn't have shown that selling that 5 feet. That blocked them
okay.
getting through.
Okay.
No.
And so it didn't develop. That's so later on we got it.
And is that this? All this area?
No, that's no. West Russell Hills is it's right in here. Denver Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's marked here Carl,
okay.
Carl Hills.
Okay.
But we stopped at Ridgecrest Street, and that's Ridgecrest Street right there.
Okay.
And so this, that portion of that light blue.
Okay.
Was what we call West Ross. I got a map of it.
Okay, great. Love to see it. And then what, is, do you know what all this is? I mean, it's labeled Savon Heights, but does that mean anything to you or no?
No.
Okay.
It, I don't know who did it.
Pamlico and...
I think Jeff did that, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
Jeff had the good financial backing. I don't know whether you're familiar with the name Bob Holding or not.
There are a lot of Holdings. I'm from Wake Forest.
Okay, Bob Holding. Bob Holding Sr., was the head man of First Citizens Bank
That's
when
right.
I was young.
Okay.
Bob Jr. Worked with the bank, and he also started Fidelity Bank.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he went to school with Jeff. They both went to school in Smithfield. And so he was backing Jeff financially.
Okay.
Well, that makes a whole lot of difference when
right.
you're a developer.
Right.
Yeah, this was in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
This is Heater Park. Drive Avenue, right down through here. Right on here, it goes into West Russell Hills, right? See that 5 foot? Left, right
yep,
there?
Yep, okay.
This was already there. He
okay.
bought that from somebody else.
So this is that. Because there's the park.
All right. This is that land.
Okay.
Right on, up on the hill above the park, right
okay.
up here.
Now, if this was done in the 50s, then this was before RTP.
Yeah, well, this was when this was done.
So what was...
When the map was made.
What was the growth?
Well, that's,
I mean, it wasn't RTP growth, so what were people... Was it post-war, people coming back from
well,
the war and needing...
Let's get a little later.
Okay.
Date to that. I get my maps mixed up here. I got so many of them laying around. I may pick up the same one twice. That's a re-subdivision. Now this was the change in part of Russell Hills. And it's 54.
Okay.
And park started first one that I can remember. I can't remember them good, but I wrote it down. First one to come there, to the best of my knowledge, was Kim Strand.
Right.
Any size.
And that became
Monsanto.
Monsanto, that's right.
Okay.
And they came in the late 50s, didn't they? Or when did they come? Right after the war?
They came, I'd say, in the early 50s.
Early 50s.
I don't know for sure of that, but I remember asking a man, and I don't remember who he worked for. I mean, he worked for somebody in Research Triangle Park. Why he bought in Cary, he bought on the other side of Old 54 beside Harrison Avenue. He said, you get the same house here, but $10,000 less than you could in Raleigh.
Well, that's still the case, probably.
And, well, at that time, $10,000 was a lot of money.
Yeah. Yes, it was. You could almost buy a house for that.
Yeah. So do you have any idea when ChemStrand came, how many people came? You know, 500 or 1,000 or?
I don't remember.
Elaine Oglesby's on our board.
She would know.
She came.
Oh, okay.
Her husband.
And they came from the Midwest somewhere? That's where
I'm not sure
those,
where
right?
they came from,
yeah.
but he was brought in
okay.
to work at ChemStrand. So we can ask her
yeah.
that.
I was trying to run that down. I'd go to the News Observer and ask him to pull out their material.
Mm-hmm.
See when the write-up was, then he'd say how many people they expected to employ.
So you think that this development was because of those first wave of ChemStrand people coming?
No, that was being sold to local people.
It was, okay.
Yeah. See, Cary's always done a lot of growing because of this ease of getting from here to State College.
Okay.
I grew up with professor on each side of me at State, and right across the street was Assistant Secretary of Labor for the state.
Okay.
And so it was, most of the people were employed by either State College or the state in Cary back then.
Okay.
Right. A lot of people were employed by the Department of Transportation,
yeah.
I think, too, weren't they?
Well, that's the state.
And that lived in Cary, right.
Okay, let's see what this is. You want the covenants?
Sure, if you don't. I mean, I can copy all the
well,
stuff and get
I'll
it back
give them
to you.
This is September 4th, 52, so that's when they recorded the covenants for Russell Hills.
52?
Yeah,
okay.
See?
And that would have been right before they started building, correct?
Yeah, before we sold anything.
Before you sold anything, okay.
They're known as Russell Hills.
Cool.
And then here's the next set, which is basically a continuation of those, probably almost identical. Russell Hills Extended.
Okay.
And the dates should be on those.
55?
All right, that's Russell Hills Extended. That's when they put those on.
That's down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one, when you put the covenants on, that's before you start selling anything. So that gives you a clue. That's the reason I got those out, because it gives you a clue as when stuff was occurring.
Okay, that's great.
Now, I don't know what all you're after, but it might be of interest to you how the names of the street came about in an extension.
That would be very interesting.
Okay.
You get a fresh piece of it.
In Russell Hills, they were named after family. Daddy's last name. My first name. And mother's last name. Maiden name.
Which was?
Connor. That's the one that changed it and extended, get away with that and let it become Harrison. You'll see it on some of the maps as Connor.
Okay, that's good to know so I won't get lost.
Yeah, and then when you get into the extension, telephone company was on strike and we had it mapped out and the streets had to have trees cleared off of them. So Daddy got a man that he knew here that was a member of the union at the telephone company and put him as a superintendent, and he got men on strike and they came in and cleared all the streets, trees off the streets, the brush, ready for heavy equipment to come in. And then it was three streets named after my three sisters. And Marjorie and Dorothy.
Okay. And with an E?
No.
Marjorie and Dorothy.
And this map does not show for some reason does not show the park in that one. All right. Presbyterian Church bought this property and had no access to it. This was Russell Hills, and here was Russell Hills Extension. And so we made a bargain, and we swapped this parcel
mm-hmm.
to the church in order to get this parcel to get through over here.
No, is the church here still? Is
there, yeah, still there.
Where is that?
It's on the, right there.
This?
Right there. I don't think it takes up all that.
Cary Presbyterian? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right in there. It actually faces on...
Faces right here?
I think it faces, you know, on this street. I'm not sure.
Guess.
Is it off of South Harrison or no?
Yeah.
Shirley?
Because, see, this was Connor.
Okay.
And they changed it to Harrison, and it came over here, Harrison, and then it switched over to this is either Union or Griffiths. And one street's Union Drive after the Union, and one Griffiths after J.C. Griffiths, who's the Union man that ran the crew.
Okay, so Union after, it's not a Civil War reference, it's a labor reference.
The labor union, okay. It's a telephone company.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting.
I don't know what you're getting this information together for, so I'm just throwing everything
That's
out
okay.
and let you say what you want and what you don't want. But this was done in 1955. So that told you that we were about sold out in Russell Hills. And we needed to keep
going. Okay, so you were selling fast then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you sort of went as this would fill up, then you would continue?
Yeah.
That's great. And then is this a good time to talk a little bit about the cemetery? Or?
Anytime. I got a map in here somewhere of a cemetery.
Because I have one too, but it's just one the planning department made.
I can show you how they laid out, and I'll also show you where they came from. This was an earlier one, and whoever did this made a great big mistake. They got Harrison Avenue here and Drive Avenue here,
mm-hmm.
and they're perpendicular to each other.
And they're not.
So I think what they did, Drive was coming down here, and I think he just assumed it went on around there, but that's really West Street.
Okay, that's good and to know.
Our house was over here. Mr. Coggin, who's a professor at State, lived right here. Daddy bought this. There's a house on this one.
Okay.
We moved it over to there, took the house that was there and moved it down here.
Okay.
That house has got two-story tall columns on it.
So okay.
On the corner of Park Street. They've got this ridge crest, and it's not ridge crest.
I don't know if this map's going to help me very much.
Yeah, it's going to confuse
well,
you.
Well, ridge crest comes off this way.
So where are we on here? Oh, there's ridge crest.
I got to get up higher to be able to see. Ridge crest goes up and down this way. Driving you. All right, that's where it's at. Matches right here.
Okay.
See how? It,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Park Street.
This is Park.
And they've got it on here at Ridgecrest.
Okay.
Yes, see, here Park. It says yep. West Park.
Yep.
And here's Ridgecrest down here.
Okay.
Ridgecrest, see where it came into it there?
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up off of that.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And here comes Ridgecrest down here like that.
Okay.
No. Now, were any of the houses that you moved kid houses?
No.
No.
You want me to stop and go to kid houses now, or you want me to keep going?
Can we talk about the cemetery since we're sort of over here in this
sorry.
Area?
All right.
You said you might have a map for that.
Well, yeah, I'll have to go get that one.
Well, let me show you what I have, which I don't know if it's going to be helpful. But.
Well, you might have the same thing I got from the town. She copied mine, but she photocopied it in two sections.
Okay, this is one that the planning department made, so this is just all the plots as they are now.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
You've seen this one?
Yeah, that's the one they just went over and measured. And the one I worked with is surveyed.
So my main question is not, you know, for too don't need like too much detail, but what was the original part that was already there? I guess it would be the oldest part of the cemetery.
All right. These and down to there.
A, B,
A, B, C, D, and E.
And there was people buried along here.
Okay.
In fact, the Jones section over here, I think he's the one that gave the land to the town for the cemetery. White Plains Jones.
Oh.
Are you familiar with White Plains Jones? And, but there's several people buried along here that bought them, or he gave it to them, I don't know which. They had enough in the Jones that she offered to give something to Daddy for his family. All right. Now we're talking about from here down to here.
So the whole cave area.
Well, I'm going to show you this. Let me find the right map.
She's the one in charge of the cemetery.
This is not the one I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking at another one, but this one is surveyed. This is what we kept, let me put it that way. This is West Russell Hills. You want that?
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. That was done by the gas company.
Oh, okay.
And they gave the copy of it to Daddy. Okay. This is another one of just redoing.
Just re-changing lot lines or something?
Here's Russell Hills Extension, a big map, and I've got a small one if you what you'd rather have. This is full size.
The big one.
That's yours.
Can see it better.
That's West Russell Hills.
And I have no problem making copies of all this if you want copies of it.
It says on it, I think that's the rest of Russell Hills. Look and see.
That's what it says on the back.
Well, that's what it says on the back.
It says Russell Hills Extension.
Yeah.
Right. You were asking Russell about where the solar energy was. This was redone to a man that bought, I think he bought two lots out of Russell Hills.
Okay. And built one house on two lots.
Yeah. Hope I'm not getting the same ones. Make sure I find the one that I want deals with the cemetery. Which is okay. This is part of it.
Oh, I see. Yep.
This is right in here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was part of Russell Hills. And this street is marked proposed because later on, Williams, can't think of his name now, developed what they call Pine Valley Subdivision.
Okay.
I don't know whether you got that name.
Look right here.
Okay. Yeah, you see how it stopped right there? And this is the extension I was just talking about right there.
Okay.
And this is, see how that fits this? See that gray section? Same shape as it. Not gray, right here. See, it's the same shape as this?
Yeah.
It butts up against the cemetery.
Okay.
And I got this out to show you how Pine Valley connected into Russell Hills.
Okay.
And they used the name he put on the street in Pine Valley. Here. Yeah, you want that one?
Sure. Hand it over to Peggy.
I don't know what this is. Let me, all I've done is the cemetery lots here lately. You see in the cemetery down yonder, the part that's kept in white?
Mm-hmm.
That's this.
Okay.
Daddy retained this.
Okay.
And.
So that's for your family's
area?
Okay.
And they have done away, apparently, on that map with the street. Is that shown as a street right where your finger is?
This?
No.
This?
Going through the...
This?
Yeah, that.
It looks like a...
A walkway?
Yeah.
Path.
Okay, they put a walk in there, and that's why they cut it down to that.
So is this your family's area too, or just up here?
Just up there.
Just up there.
Okay, so this is above K.
Yeah.
Next
Maybe
to A.
This I don't think we had back here. One reason I think is because I know people buried up here, but this is the layout of the lots. These were 5 by 10 feet, so it was 20 feet deep across there.
Okay.
And it used to be he had a 41-foot street going where that walkway
this?
Is. Yeah.
Okay. That's
and
big.
The town has completely closed it now and selling plots in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the other ones going away from me. They're 8-foot wide walkways.
Okay.
So you could walk down, not have to walk on top of graves to get to graves.
So what was, you know, this burial area, the first part, A, B, C, D, and E, was that just from the town of Cary before? At earlier times, or was rural people buried here? Was it associated with a particular church?
That was early times, and I was told that it was given to the town. Very unclear. You could try looking up Cary Cemetery Association and see if they had a deed. I do not remember, and the people that would know are dead.
Either of you know about how old the oldest burial is in there?
It's way back.
I haven't looked to see, but it goes way back.
I think in late 1700s,
really?
Maybe.
Okay.
Early 1800s.
They told me that when he gave that to them, he let people that lived in town just come over and pick out where they wanted their lot. And a lot of them would put a rock wall around it or a fence around it, and it was there.
So that's the old Cary.
That's the
ground,
old
really.
Cary Cemetery. Okay. And Daddy, when he bought Russell Hills, acquired this land. And at the same time, he and some others were starting Cary Cemetery Association because the cemetery wasn't kept up.
Okay.
And they knew they'd need some money. So he gave them that so they'd have some lots to sell to get money to keep it mowed, keep it looking decent. And they had it surveyed off, and a surveyor went through and tried to locate every grave and put it on the map.
You can answer. It's fine if you want to answer that.
I don't know who they look, see if they want to or may not. Where? And I just went through a real battle with my cousin because she thought it was a family plot, and it was our family plot, not her family plot. And anyhow, that got settled. Still looking at it.
So, this is the newest of the area, and this area, you're saying there were sort of random burials that were old, and then do you know when Jay came in?
Yeah. I mean, if I can find it, I think this is it right here. Yep. There's the deed to it. We bought that from the Northcutts then.
Okay.
It still had graves planted on from way back yonder, but they were oversized. We wanted to replant it and sell lots on it, and the town refused to let us do it.
You wanted to use it for housing?
No, we wanted to use it for grave sites. You get a heck of a lot more out of grave sites than you get out of housing lots. Town wouldn't let us do it. And this is getting a little bit nasty, but the truth's the truth. The Mayor Pro Tem's son was in a wreck and got killed.
Mm. Mm.
You remember that?
No, before my time, I think.
Well, they didn't have anywhere to bury him. So the town real quick bought that from us, gave He got a lot in there and buried his son there, and they opened it up, sold plots in it.
And that was, you acquired it in 67.
Right.
But the town acquired it soon after?
Yes, fairly soon after that. I'd say within the next probably 5 years or so. It was roughly an acre. You can have that if you want.
Okay.
You still want more information on the cemetery?
No, that's good.
All right. Let me give you this while I'm finding it and I can pass it on. This is an indication of caries beginning to grow. On September 30th, 1952, Jenny bought this lot, just the deed to it. And you know where that service station is on the corner of Chatham and Academy?
Mm-hmm, I do. Yep, I know where.
All right, just toward Raleigh, there's a shopping center strip. This was the front part of that strip.
Okay.
And he bought, put a service station on because there was a need for it. The town was growing.
Okay.
And SO took a 20-year contract on it. And
a mortgage, you mean?
No, they leased it for 20 years.
Okay. The service, wasn't it like
it was a lot.
Amico,
a lot. It was an SO.
Okay.
SO okay. Was 4 year time.
Yeah.
And it's now Exxon.
Okay.
And they used to do that. I think it was 20. It might have been 25 years, but their lease was enough that it would pay the debt to get a loan, buy that lot, and have money left over. And that was an indication of the growth that was taking place. That they liked that service station location. And they want it. So there's that.
That's good, because I was interested in that service station. That was one of the ones I was going to show you a slide of when my slides weren't working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this
great.
Is that service station still there?
Yeah.
No.
If
right.
It was right next to
the
little...
You know
where
the theater is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm talking about right across the street from the theater.
Oh, in that what's now looks like a brick office building?
It's a shopping center.
Yes.
Strip shopping center
okay.
Going
yeah.
Perpendicular.
Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about Academy and...
There's Academy and Chatham.
In Chatham. I thought you were talking about right here. There's a service station there now.
Where there's the little old service station on the corner.
See, that's at Academy Street.
Mm-hmm.
This was where that...
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. And you can see the strip shopping center goes back in there.
Mm-hmm. And so you're not talking about the gas station that's here.
And that was been there when I was a young one. Just a little small place.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that operated it, owned it, I don't know if he owned it or not, laid his all get out. His wife did all the work. She pumped the gas and changed the oil, and that was almost heard of back then.
Well, didn't she also have she was a seamstress, and she
yes,
did have a sewing business.
Okay.
In there so that she could help
that's
him
right.
With the service station, and then she
right.
Sewed
that
in the back room.
And she, after he died, and she was looking after a man lived up the street here, and he died and was quite wealthy and left her, I was told, a good sum of money. I hope he did, because she was a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
You want that deed?
Yep, anything you don't want,
all right.
I'll take. And we will take good care of it for you. So is that the extent of what your family developed? Was
oh no,
or there's more.
There's at least one more.
Okay.
That's the lane part. The Madison Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
These streets in here, Oakwood Heights.
Okay.
These color codes are dates, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
He sold a tract right in here to a manufacturer, and I can't remember the name of it now. And then we were getting ready to develop this area in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his first name was Ollie Spainhauer, and his last name was Spainhauer. Came in and bought them all from him in one crack.
And he was a developer, a builder?
I think he did both.
And so was this part, that looks like the earliest part of it, or was that something else? Those colors down there. That colored section. King, Crest, and Murphy, does that mean anything to you? Or?
No, was done. That was from over here. That came in over here to start with.
Okay.
And came over there and got in.
Would you call that Oakwood Heights or no?
Is that part of Dutchess Village?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, some of it's not.
It's not cohesive enough to know. But that land that Dad had was right there. And he sold us land to industry.
Okay.
And then the rest of it we were going to develop and the lots and had the streets. I don't know how far along we were when Spainhauer came along and bought all of it from us.
So he pretty much did.
He finished it out.
Finished it out.
Yeah.
And then he handled the selling of the lots.
I don't know what he did with them. He might have built houses on them.
Okay.
Because he did.
And then is this area? It says this says some.
That's entirely different.
Entirely different. Okay.
That's getting the old carry in there.
Okay.
And.
Oh, that's right. Because we're Hillsboro. Yeah, there's a bunch of bungalows. I've been back there. There's a couple bungalows and.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some of the houses on. Maple Street. See, they changed the name some in here.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this Montclair name mean anything to you?
Yeah, that's the houses over there.
That's all this
West
stuff.
Park Street.
Okay. And that must be early, too, then. Pretty old.
Yeah, that was done. Those were all in there. The streets were all in there when I was earliest remembering.
Okay.
And my pigs used to. When they get out, would run over there. I had a pig down there where Heater Park is, had a pasture for
him. Oh, did you?
And they got out one time, and I started to call them, and they came over the hill on West Street. I can't believe that's, yeah. I could hear them coming down that hill. And they came on in and I called them, called right back into the pasture.
Well-trained pigs.
Yeah. All right.
So I talked last week with Jerry Miller.
Yeah.
And he said that he designed a lot of the houses all over Cary.
He was doing, a lot of people buying plans from him.
Buying plans. Were there any other companies or individual architects that you know of that people bought plans from?
Well, Bill Keener, probably.
Was he an architect? Or?
Yeah. He had a place in Durham. You know, so many, it's hard for me to tell.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't know if any names stuck out.
A developer's name, and I put it down somewhere. Medlin. And see what name of this is. All right, let's go down Walnut Street.
Okay.
Greenwood Forest.
Okay.
He developed Greenwood Forest, and I think Mr. McLaurin worked with him on it.
Yeah.
McLaurin built a lot of houses here.
And he was a builder?
A builder, and I think he jointly developed with Medlin, or maybe Medlin developed for him.
Okay.
And when talking to Jerry Turner.
Jerry Miller.
Jerry, no.
Nope.
See, age catches up with me. And that's it, Gary.
Oh, this man. Yeah, he's a Turner. That's right.
Jerry Turner. Jerry Turner. Mm-hmm. Jerry Turner was telling me that he talked when Maynard Road was coming around. And I don't know where Maynard is on here without doing some tall looking. It's a loop. It goes all the way around.
But that's it. Is that it?
Yeah, that's an old road, I think.
Yeah, that's the rail, you know, a railroad right there. So we'll be north of that, right?
I have to get oriented out of here. Russell Hill, get up there. All right. Fry Avenue should be right here. Come up, school should be up here. School, that must be school right there. That should be Kildare Farm. Halfway. Walnut Street, kind of looking. Well, let's look at it on your map.
Okay.
I just
There's
told Walnut. You that. All right, well, I was just telling you.
Greenwood Forest.
Greenwood Forest. Mm-hmm. Here's Maynard.
Okay.
He said he talked to Mr. Medlin, who was going on and planning to just keep on going here to save that amount of land for that loop.
Okay.
And so, the Stony Brook Estates apparently was. Originally going to be part of Greenwood Forest.
And but then the loop cut it
in
half.
Changed.
Okay.
And the last thing Daddy tried was where that pine something beside the cemetery.
Pine Valley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had an option on that. And this area here, McGregor Downs.
Okay.
Signed by one of the owners. But the other owner wouldn't sign it.
Okay.
And since they lived catty corners across the street from us, and they were both up into their 90s, he didn't push it. And when the other one wouldn't, he tore it up. Just did away with the option. He could have held it till they died, and then he would have been, he was still had one half interest in acquiring it. But you don't do that to your neighbors.
Right.
That was his last spin at development.
Wow. And he, why do you think he decided not to do it anymore? Just
I don't know, but I wish he had, because he made a heck of a lot more money doing that than we did in the well drilling business. But he looked, as far as
so really, it was not a long period that he did this.
No.
Maybe 10 years or not even?
Something like that. Okay. Maybe 15.
Hmm.
And we bought and sold stuff.
Sure.
It, that motel next to where Roger's restaurant.
Where the circus is, the circus restaurant now? Or no, closer into town.
Closer
okay.
into town. Almost across
from the theater.
Yeah. It's the motel. It still looks like a motel facing the academy.
Yep.
Yes.
We bought that and kept it 4 or 5 years and sold it and made about $10,000 profit on it.
Was the building on it when you owned it, or just the land?
The building.
The building and everything.
Yeah. And what we started doing then was buying old houses and moving them and fixing them up.
Okay.
And one on the corner of, across from Ashworth, catty corner from the bank, where that brick building is. It's a fine store.
Bank?
Yeah, across from Fidelity Bank, okay. Catty corner.
Right.
And across the street from that service station on the corner of Academy and Chatham, there's a appliance store. Sales place.
Okay, yep.
And there's a house there, T-shaped house. And Glenn Hobby bought that lot and land to build that appliance building on.
Okay.
Yeah, they were going to tear that house down, and they said, how much can I buy it for? He said, $50. Yes, I'll take it. We went there and sold it in two.
Mm-hmm. Made two houses out of it.
Moved it, no. We moved it down on West Street. If I can pick that up fairly easy. Drive.
Mm-hmm.
West Street be going this place. Harrison.
West, yeah, that's west.
All right. Right in here. It may be that red lot. Did it. Bought a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved it down there and set them up side by side and built a big room between the two sides. Mm-hmm. And made an H-shaped house out of it. Fixed it up. Refinished the floors. Worked over the siding on it. Made it look good. Ended up with $5,000 and sold it for $10,000.
Wow. And that's still there, correct?
Still there.
Okay.
Now, was it originally the Catronas Shoe
It was really the Catronas Shoe
house
Shop.
That you bought.
That was where it was.
All right. So, and it still exists. It just was moved.
Yeah.
So it's H-shaped house for heater.
Well, it just made it a bigger house and a very simple thing to to change it.
Okay.
And it worked good. And another one that did something similar to it's West Chatham and what street? South Harrison, West Street, probably that green one there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a house on there that was real long and it looked awkward because it wasn't deep and it was on a relatively small lot. Bought that thing and cut about 20 feet off the end of it and sold it. I don't remember what the property made on it, but that made a bungalow-looking house out of it. That house is still there.
And that's on that lot, or that's somewhere else, Scott?
It's on right about there.
Okay.
I think it's the only house in that block on that side.
Oh. I'm trying to visualize.
I can't remember what's on the corner. But that's two houses, Walt. And then I told you earlier about moving the ones on Harrison down to one across park with the tall columns, and then moved the one that was sitting there down behind it.
Okay.
And they're both still there.
Right.
And so that's two that we moved. And anytime we thought, I bought that motel that's no longer there on the corner of West and Chatham.
That's one that recently was torn down, correct?
Recently torn. I bought it, and the seller financed 80% of it. And I went to the bank, and they loaned me the other 20%. And so I had 100% financing on it. Paid $100,000 for it. Put sisters in it. They didn't like that. Said it was losing money. Well, it was losing money paper-wise because of depreciation, but it was carrying itself.
Right.
So I got tired of them fussing. I said, well, I'll take it all back. And they said, okay. So I took it all back my name. And I tell y'all this, I don't want this in the paper. In 1983, I went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Hmm.
And when you run a business, and like most people do, smaller business, the principal owner has to endorse a note if you borrow your money. And I had a $100,000 note of the company's at Branch Bank. And when I went bankrupt, they called on me personally for it. Well, I succeeded in selling that motel for $200,000.
Good.
But that $100,000 profit went right straight to the bank.
Right.
So, you know, you buy and you sell. I bought some land on the left-hand side between here and Marshall. The old road to Pittsburgh went through there. And the cobblestone's still in it when I had it. And it was 96 acres, I believe it was. Yeah, for $25,000. And I borrowed the money to buy it on a 90-day note. So I had to do something with it in a hurry, and I got a so-called friend, Cruz Templin. He said, if you stripped it, you might get $1,800 for it, for the timber. Well, I didn't have enough to make up the difference. I was 18 then. And Daddy had to endorse the note with me. And so a realtor came along and wanted to sell it, and I said, get me $3,800, you can have all over that. Well, less than a week, he had to sold for $4,400. And Mr. Herring, Herring, Sash, and Door is the one that bought it. He sold the timber off. I've got $3,600, $36,000 for the timber.
Wow.
And
well,
$3,600. The thousands, the hundred, doesn't make the difference. It was the
fact it worked out.
My friend lied to me.
Yeah.
And that was a hard thing to swallow from him. And because he was a professional timber cruiser. He bought land for timber for Continental Can Company. And he was setting me up to buy that land from me for nothing. And then four of the biggest commercial industry people in Raleigh, and Daddy and another man here in Cary, were setting up tobacco men that was making preserves here. Blackman preserves, and they were good. And it sounded like hotcakes, and he needed money to expand, so they set up a corporation, and it sounded good to me, so I ended up with $800 profit after taxes. I put $500 of that in that business. And the man that owned Pine State Creamy said he'd have his auditor check the books every month. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, he called and said, I'm sorry, said, I forgot. So I just had him check it, and it's bankrupt. He offered to give us all our money back, and all of them said no. Well, nothing for me to say. I mean, so I lost that $500. Mm-hmm. I ended up about $300 profit left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how did you wind up in this neighborhood? How long have you been here?
I've been in here about 27 years.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
Sold my house in Russell Hills. I've been in for 30 years. And my wife and I have been looking for 5 years for a contemporary house, traditional house, one level, and she wanted Bay One to face south. And I heard about these, so I went and looked at the plans, and he showed them to me how he's going to put all the houses on. And this is the one that had windows facing, Bay One to face the south out of the kitchen. And I came back there, and I said, if you want, we better take that one, because we hadn't been able to find one in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I contracted with him while it was under construction. Mm. And that's why I ended up this
house. So you're the first owner then?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. It is.
It seems like when I drive around in here, it's pretty much all ranch one-story houses.
Yes.
Because the lots were big enough that you could...
Well, they're also split level. My house
split
was split level because it fit perfectly on the lot.
But not really any two-story?
No, two-stories weren't in the vote.
Popular, then. Okay. And do you have any of Jerry Miller's plan books? Or
no.
No?
I've asked around. Let me go through the rest of this stuff and get it.
Because he said when I visited him last week that he had thrown them all away.
You may want that.
Okay.
That's still their farms.
Uh-huh. Okay. That is the farm.
This is the master plan, yeah.
And that's where the dairy was.
Is the old dairy on here, do you think?
And well, all this was the pasture and so forth. The dairy was right up here.
Okay. Right here. That's it right there. Those buildings.
And I don't know how I came up with this, but I had it, and I thought maybe you might want it.
Because a little bit out of the time we're studying in this phase, but it certainly... I mean, we'll take all these things, and they'll either go on file, I mean, at the Page Walker somewhere.
This show's 79, so...
Right.
Yeah. You told me to the late 70s, and...
Right.
Yeah.
So I figured this was the beginning. This one, they got the approval I expect from the town.
Okay.
But anyhow, you have it.
Okay, thank you.
Or leave it where you want to go.
Hold it right here. Well, yeah, we'll definitely put all of these
all right,
in our
let's
archive.
Let's go through these and get these behind me.
Okay.
That's a West Russell Hills.
Okay. 62. Okay. Cemetery.
Oh.
There we go.
All right. This is, I'm getting oriented here. Old cemetery. All right. This is what I think Daddy gave to the cemetery.
Okay. Sort of on the other side of the tape.
Whether it went up there or not, I don't know. I don't. See, that's the street coming in.
Oh, you know
in.
What? That's the L. Is that the L shape of the blue? Remember the blue section at the bottom? This is the old cemetery, and then the new section sort of went like that around.
Yeah.
It. And that must be, you said, remember there were some burials down there?
1968. Okay. This would have been the that last extension that the town bought.
Right. Yep.
And if you want to mark it where you'll know what it is, or if you remember, or whatever you want, I don't want it.
You don't want this map either?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've got copies of a lot of these,
okay.
Some of these maps. That's West Russell Hills.
Okay. Is that the same one that you just we just looked at, or is that another section of it?
No, that's I'm wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's West Russell Hills.
Yeah, and so it's oriented. If we won't say north is that way,
okay.
It's oriented like that. Here's Dry Avenue coming down here.
Okay, yep.
Ashworth used to live right there. And this is Ridgecrest.
Okay, Ridgecrest.
They've come around, remember showing how it came off at an angle and came around. Mm-hmm. So this is West Russell.
And what are the checks? Just your notes for something?
Yeah.
Probably sold, maybe?
Well, we found in looking that the surveyor starting here, one surveyor that surveyed this and the surveyor that surveyed Russell Hills were 20 feet apart at this end.
Oh, okay. Well.
And so that left all that land in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and quit claiming a deed to everybody that had a lot backed up to that, to either one side or the other, if they wanted. And they all of them did, and that at least got straightened out.
Right. Assigned it to somebody.
Yeah. All right, there's Russell Hills Extension.
Okay.
And there's a big map here of that if you want it. All right.
That just looks like a recombination, maybe?
Yeah, that's the redoing. Park Street, extension of West Street. That's where we put the house that we moved.
Oh, okay.
And made the $5,000 on.
Hmm. The one with the columns?
No.
No.
Columns up here on the corner.
Okay.
All right, this is a redoing of.
That's like when someone would buy two lots and.
The Historic Cemetery.
Yep.
Yeah. That's Connor, which is now Harrison all
okay.
the way. So, I doubt if you want that. As long as you have it.
I don't think I need that one.
All right, let's put that somewhere where we won't mix it up. The same thing.
That's the same thing. Yeah.
This is the same. This is A.C. Taylor's lot. He wanted something about done to them. They had a well behind them that the town owned. But this is where they went from Russell Hills to West Russell Hills.
That's okay, right. Okay. Can we have that one?
Yeah. I'm just handling her for what you do.
That's fine.
This shows where it came around the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Russell Hills.
Here's the flat and reason version of south portion of Russell Hills. Okay.
As long as you have
yep.
it.
Yep.
Right. I thought you'll get the rest of the old maps out.
Ooh, look at that. That's a nice old one, huh?
Yeah, this
on
one.
On the vellum.
The re-subdivision 1950.
There's the park.
Right. Yeah, right here is where I live. On that corner. This is Robert Street, and that's Dry Avenue.
Okay.
This is Heather Drive.
And these are just lot numbers, you think? Yeah.
Yeah. And
this says reserved. Why was that reserved?
We had our shop up in here.
Oh. For the well drilling?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want that?
Sure.
Have we gone through them all?
We went through those two. Those were the ones we didn't think we needed. Well, this is great information.
Wow.
We don't have any Jerry Miller plans. We'd like to get some of those if you could think of where those might turn up.
I've asked Jerry Turner if he had any. I think it was interesting to me to see them.
Get rid of this,
will you?
Did you have questions about kit houses?
Yeah, you mentioned that to me.
Is that any, that wasn't something that sounds like that you really did as you were building. They were more.
There were two houses that were built to the best of my, I don't know when. There was an old development. It might show on that map as such. I don't know if I can pick it out on here or not. Probably can.
Where was it in relation to downtown?
Dry and Harrison.
Okay, so it'll be Harrison and Dry.
And the library. Okay, that's where Mr. Bax used to live.
So maybe like south of that?
Yeah.
This is Dry, I think, right here, isn't it?
Harrison. I believe. Dry is straight. And it goes in front of the
Let's open this up again.
Okay. What was I fixing to tell you about?
The kit houses.
Okay. Page Street. There's one house here and one on that lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's those two. I was told they were Montgomery Ward houses.
Okay.
They were originally shotgun houses.
Mm-hmm.
But this one had been added to extensively. That one I'm not sure of, but I know this one has been almost doubled in size.
Okay. Oh, since the kit house, since it was
built.
Since it was the Montgomery House Ward House was built and now they're expanded. Okay.
One I'm not sure of, and I don't know how I'm gonna tell you. Somebody said that Daddy built the house on that corner.
This one?
Yeah, and I know he didn't.
Okay.
They said he built a series of Roebuck house on it.
Okay.
Now, he built a house on this, I reckon this would be the second lot here.
This one? The green one?
No, the one.
The red one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He built that one before I was born, because I was born in that house.
Oh, okay.
So this is on Dry?
Yeah.
And near?
And my sister was born in it. She'd be 87 next month.
And which sister was that?
Dorothy.
Okay.
She and I both were born in that house. All of us were about 4 years apart. We were built in that front bedroom. And Gene Ladd was born in the house right next to it, which is a frame house going up the hill. But Mr. Meekins, who was Professor State, lived here.
Here?
Yeah.
That long, skinny one?
Yeah. And we lived, this was a house I think was built in 22. Daddy bought it later because we moved out to the Jones house on Highway 54 while I was about 2 years old.
Oh, the Nancy Jones house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's right, I think you mentioned.
And I think Daddy went bankrupt in 30. And I was born in 29, so he probably lost this house in bankruptcy, rented that one. And then came back and bought this one. And that's where I grew up in. And my younger sister was born there. She was 4 years younger than I was. And that was Ann.
Not room for my notes here.
Now, whether that was or not, I don't know. I never heard him say but it's a shotgun house.
Would they? Do you think they would build, bring the kit houses on the railroad? They bring all the pieces on the railroad?
And they probably were shipped in by railroad back then.
Yeah.
And then loaded onto a truck and carried.
Or a wagon.
Well, they usually came in pieces. And everything was pre-cut.
Right.
I believe. Now, I'm not sure of that. Mm-hmm. But that was my understanding of the way they did them then. And they'd come in and you had to plan for it and everything was marked where it went. Everything was pre-cut. You just had to assemble it.
Mm-hmm. And if you go, I can probably go find the Montgomery Ward catalog. And if we knew what those houses looked like when they were built, you know, you could look up, say, oh, figure out the model.
One of them may look the same now, may not. It used to belong to Everett Sanford in my earliest memory.
Okay.
The one that was still looking like a shotgun.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get into where people live and who live where, I'll try to do that. It's up to you.
I think just for now, I need to go back and sort of process all the subdivision information and get it typed up and get that straighter in my mind.
Buck Jordan did a lot of development around Cary.
Okay.
Yeah, and later times, I'm not sure when he started, but he developed where the shopping center is. He developed that shopping center.
Which one?
Cary Mall.
That's right, south. Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that Maynard Road, he bought land all around it. They used to call that Political Road. Man on Caroline Building Supply sold building material to the builders, was on one of the highway commissioners. And he got that loop road put in there.
Moved ahead, huh?
And it was going through one builder's land after, one developer's land after another.
Sounds like the way they do it now.
That's why they call it Political Road.
Yeah. Well, this has been very helpful to me.
Good.
I appreciate your time very much.
Well, yeah. You want this?
I mean, whatever you don't want, we'll make sure it gets a good home. And
it's something here that I want to try to find that I made a note on.
But I don't want to take anything that you might want.
Gary said that that used to, what was the community planning and the conservation and development department, kept plans on most zonings.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's pretty sure that they did some zoning for Cary in the early days before he did this.
This would have been the county?
State.
The state, okay.
And Jerry worked for that department in the state before he went out on his own.
Okay.
And he told me that. He said, you need to talk to him. Said, so he'd be glad for you to call him and he'd try to tell you anything you could.
Okay, that would be great.
But one thing that interested me was when this was done, and he said the late 60s and early 70s,
mm-hmm.
Here's where we are now. McGregor Downs.
Yeah.
It's on the plans at that time.
But there was nothing built here? A few things, maybe.
Remember when. I just know I made a big mistake by not buying one of the lots when you could buy one for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one up there they wanted $400,000 for. It's still left here.
Well, and there's some. A few that are lit up with the light blue color on the map, but they might have been torn down. I don't know if they tore down a lot of houses in this area and built new ones.
No,
recently.
I think that was all woods and farmland. Mr. Holloman, who used to own it, one that we had half the option on, they farmed that. And I found a mule shoe out here when I was working in my garden one day. So I know, and you could look at the pine trees just about and see where they were almost all pines. And that was when it was almost all farmland or pasture land.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, that was all the Holloman farm at once, originally, wasn't it?
It wasn't actively farmed in my earliest memory, because they were already living across the street, catty-corner from us, in my earliest memory. But I know that they had farmed there before.
Okay.
And that was their property.
Now, didn't they have land that went up near Cornwall as well, up in that area? That or is this the same land that, and it went
no,
all that way?
No. That was the land at Pine Valley.
Pine Valley.
Zone. They had that.
They did have that. That was a separate piece of land.
Separate piece of land, but that's what that one and this one was what Daddy had the option on, signed by one.
Oh, boy.
And
it seems like there was a lot of land around here that just wasn't farmed anymore. Is that because it had been, you know, in the 30s and 40s and 20s that, you know, had it all sort of just been farmed and
wasn't profitable
to farm it anymore because the soil was used up? Or?
I don't know why. I expect he quit farming on that because of his age. Because, guys, they were, of course, when you're young, everybody looks old. But they must have been at least in their early, late 70s or early 80s when they were living across the street, catty corner from us. So that meant they would had moved off of it earlier. And the Maynard farm was farmed right regular. And it was, you know where the State Employees Credit Union is?
Mm-hmm.
That's on part of that Maynard farmland.
On Harrison?
On Walnut.
Walnut.
And there was another Maynard family, a little bit, I reckon they were cousins, I'm not sure, on Kildare, right across from where Pine Valley now comes into Kildare.
Oh, okay.
And that was one of the Maynards. And it was three or four brothers that had adjoining farmland that went almost from Walnut Street, almost to old U.S. 1. They had so much of it.
Wow.
And it was three or four of them in there. And so they were farming that, and Mr. Can't think of his name now. The man lived on the corner of Maynard, roughly on the corner of Maynard and Walnut. He had a dairy farm. He had a cow farm, with a dairy farm. And he'd been hurt in the war somehow, and when he talked, he just wide open, loud as he could talk. And I tried to buy that from him to develop it, and he wouldn't sell it to me. And I think Buck Jordan finally got it from him.
Yeah.
And the first, what is now the big bank up in Charlotte, one that's biggest in the nation. It used to be
Wachovia or?
No, the other one.
Wells Fargo, Bank of America.
Well, the one that's still in Charlotte. Can you think of the name of it right now?
Union? Something? First Union?
No, it was part of First Union was bought by Wachovia.
Oh, right. Okay.
It used to be NCNB. And I can't remember that. But they wanted that corner of Maynard and Walden, that northwest corner. And they didn't want to approach them directly. And somehow they got around me, wanted me to approach and see if I could get that corner for them. And I think they wanted $125,000 for it. I don't remember for sure that amount, but they said that's ridiculous. And later on, they bought it, and somebody told me they paid close to $1 million. That's hearsay. I don't know what.
Oh, boy.
But I've been y'all's ears enough today.
Yes.
No, this was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me get back in memory because on the 15th, I think it is, of December, I'm supposed to speak to Rotary Club, and I won't speak on Old Cary.
Well, there you go. So maybe we whetted your memory. Yeah. So on a completely different topic, if I could pick your brain a little bit more.
All right.
The Old Cary Theater that the town is about to restore.
Yeah.
What memories do you have of it?
Well, it's the first one in Cary.
Okay. Do you remember going to it?
Yes, I do. It never was real successful. The boy that inherited it worked out at Joseph Bank.
Yes, Randy Chandler. We interviewed him. Yeah.
His daddy built it. I think his daddy owned more than one theater. And we thought we were big time. But it used to be a bus that the State Highway Department ran from Cary to the highway shops there across from the, where the fairgrounds is.
Oh.
But which is now across from where their shops are. And that bus had so many people working in Cary that worked over there that they ran that bus to transport to and from it.
Wow.
And the people in Apex would come to Cary to get on that bus to go there.
Mm. Wow. So there really was a lot of relationship between Cary and sort of that western Raleigh, you know, in terms of employment, working for NCSU and downtown.
That tied right back to when I said it, they either worked for the state or state college. That was DOT is the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably, of the whites in Cary, I would say probably 90% of them, the males, worked at one of those two.
Wow.
Either state college or...
If they weren't farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's where they worked. Wow.
Bailey Feathers used to be head football coach. He lived in a house at the corner of Park and Harrison. He used to come up to our house and play pool in the basement at night. It was several, a lot of coaches. The basketball coach that died. He lived about four doors up the street here. My mind won't give me an answer real quick when I want it.
Yes, okay.
Bono?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lou Holtz, he lived over here in the other side of the lake while he was here.
Hmm.
Hmm. So he just came back to it. Was real convenient to get to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, many years ago, Ann Kratzer interviewed you several times, and I've treasured those interviews. And in those interviews, you said that you used to see movies at the elementary school.
At high school.
What was the high school then, right?
Yeah.
And I think you said you saw your very first movie there.
So, yeah.
Okay, do you have an idea what time frame they were showing movies at the high school?
Well, they tore that high school down in about 1938, so it had to have been before 38.
So it was in the older building.
I was born in 29, so that give you an idea that I was younger. I probably could have been over about 8 years old.
Okay.
And they had a balcony, and we set up in the balcony, and the Last of the Mohegans was a series. I remember that. For some reason, that sticks in my mind, but that was one of the shows they showed up there.
Okay.
And see, used to be, I'm getting in some of this because I've been making notes used to talk about when I talk about old Cary. You know, Cary had an academy way back, privately owned academy. And they had, then they built that brick building. And they had a dormitory for boys and dormitory for girls. And in the teens, there were people, you find people going to school here from South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, and a lot of them from Raleigh, Millbrook, which used to be outside of Raleigh, Garner, Apex, coming to school in Cary because it was closest high school. And they had that private academy there. And they tore down the boys' dormitory just about the time they tore down the old high school building.
Was it?
But they left the girls' dormitory. And they switched it over and made a teacher's out of it. They rented apartments to teachers in it. And that building stayed there for many, many years, way up past the building that's there now. And I was told, I don't know how true it is, that the gym there was given by the town to to the school. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. That would spoil my time. But it wouldn't surprise me because it was hard to get anything. And it there was guys. I went to second grade there, and my daughter came along, and she went to the same teacher in the same room in the second grade.
That you had had?
And that teacher, every time she'd see me, Ruth Kathy Fox, if she was introduced to me to somebody, she said, and used to, when I'd go up the aisle beside his seat, say, when I went by, he'd reach out and pat me on the fanny. She loved to tell that.
Do you remember doing that?
No, but she gave me my dog. I remember that. She gave me my dog, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Cary knew that dog's name. He used to go down and sit on his hind legs and beg with his front feet hanging down in front of Glenn Hobbs' grocery store. And he finally got ran over on Highway 54. Mm. And now I think they call it Durham Highway or Durham Street, something like that. But he traveled all over town. Mm-hmm. And, but she was a good-looking woman. She lived into her 90s. She just died the last 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible.
You get the older you get, the more your memory goes back. And I still, the one that I think is most unusual concerning me was at 15, it was me and the police chief and the butcher were the only ones that fought fires in Cary. And when you talk about sending a 15-year-old to fight a fire, and they dropped the age from 16 down to 15 to get a driver's license during the war because there was such a shortage of people who could drive.
Huh.
And I was driving a semi-unit all over North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia when I was 15. And I look at 15-year-olds now and I said,
that's not a good idea.
How in the world did you do that?
Yeah. Wow.
That,
you grew up faster in those days.
You had to.
Yeah, exactly.
We had most people we had working were convicts that were paroled for a day, and alcoholics or elderly.
Wow.
And that's where we had to get most of our workers.
Wow.
And
because everybody else was in the war, right?
Yeah. And we were drilling wells galore for airports all up and down coast in North Carolina, particularly Cherry Point. We drilled 106 wells at Cherry Point alone.
Wow.
They had three separate water systems in case two of them got bombed out and they still have another one. And then where Rod Durham Airport was, that was started. Two counties and towns bought that land and had rough graded, I think, some runways for it. But anyhow, the war started and the Air Force came in and took it over. And it was an air base during the war. And I used to drive out there on that when I was 14, working out there in the summer. And the Highway Patrol wanted me, but that was federal controlled land then, and the SPs were happy with me driving. First plane landed out there was a private plane flying over. And something happened to his engine, and he had to land. He looked down there, and the smoothest-looking part of the runway is where he decided to land. Well, the reason it looked smooth, it was a puddle of water,
mm-hmm.
a big puddle of water. And he landed in it, and it nosed over.
Oh.
Didn't hurt him. But the gas was running out of his tanks, and the farmers started coming out of the woodwork with cans to catch that gas. It's funny how you remember stuff like that.
Wow.
So when is your rotary talk?
15th of December,
okay.
I believe it is.
You've got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making some notes as I think about them on some cards.
That's a good story, though. That's a very good story.
That truck we had then was a 32 Chevrolet, and most of the time when we had a fire, we had to get the town's dump truck up there and pull it off. You had to start it. And they said we need to save newspapers during the war. And the only trouble was they didn't tell anybody what to do with them. And they collected them in the town and how where to put them, so they put them in beside the fire truck. And you had, used to have to climb over the newspapers to get into the fire truck.
I'm just going to leave you with my card. Now, you email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have your email address, and then if I have any more questions?
It's R. Heater.
Okay.